Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I'm going to have to beg your pardon in advance, but I always get excited when it's not only a tri-cornered broadcast with you in Los Angeles.
Chess.
But also, you know, weddings always make me excited.
Ah, of course, weddings.
And it was George Clooney's big wedding in Venice, and we have a new... I know you do the Oscarazzi every Friday, but we do have an entertainment correspondent that we have booked in Venice... that will give us the inside scoop on the Clooney wedding. Have you heard of this guy? I think he's on Entertainment Tonight and TMZ. His name is Fred Williams.
Ah, Fred Williams. Yes, he's everywhere.
He
his
is everywhere.
Must be thick.
So we are calling and righteous. So I think we're going to give Venice a call right now and see if we can speak to Fred Williams about the Clooney wedding.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think he's on a hard line, believe it or not. It's a day of cell phones, but he has a hard line, which is great. Mm. So the fidelity for Fred Williams should be, as they say, bueno. He'll pick up any time at this moment. Should be clicking at any time.
When I call overseas, I don't call Italy, but when I call Bolivia, it's always a different ringtone. It's like an international ringtone. Maybe this is...
Yeah, well, we'll try redialing. Is Bolivia...
Oh, okay.
Is Bolivia technically overseas? I think it's just extremely south.
Over the canal.
It is overseas.
It is?
Well, not overseas, generally.
We can... what we can do is... normally, he picks up after the fourth ring. If I...
Pronto!
Oh, hi, Fred!
Oh, hey!
Pronto!
Hi, Fred!
How you doing?
This is Fred Williams,
hey.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How you do?
There he is.
Pronto!
Live from
pronto,
Venice.
Pronto, 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 pronto.
You know, you should know, Oscar, that we had a lot of people that we are auditioning to be our overseas entertainment correspondent, but only Fred brought his own music.
That's all right. How you doing? It's good time, huh? How are you? Welcome
Fred.
To Italy. Everybody say, hey, Louis, sing for them, huh? All right, there we go. Come on now. Come on.
Fred,
sing,
Fred,
Louis. What?
Fred, big weekend out there.
Oh, Fred's going to sing for us.
Oh, okay.
Buonasera. 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 Is it time? Anyway, I stopped doing that. Okay.
You're very excited about the wedding, obviously. Big weekend in Venice.
Oh, great time here in the Venice. It's such a good time, big celebrity paparazzi, all the movie star, everybody come to Italy to big wedding, celebrity time, a great time, nobody has such a great wedding, eh?
Yeah, what did you get to see? What was the highlight of the weekend for you?
Oh, Amala la Mudine. Oh, she got the great cans, great rack, gigante lacco. Hey, George Clooney, you be playing with those puppies. They belong to you, huh? They belong to you for all time. Hey, Georgie, you not let Matt Damon pay with those. No, those Amala la Mudine boobies, those are yours. Yeah, George Clooney. Yeah, Fred, I love boobies.
Yeah,
I love the
sounds
boobs.
Like it. You know, it's
oh,
funny.
I'd marry every woman if I could, just to be able to have the boobs and say they're mine.
And not just the ownership, you like to play with them.
I like to play. I play with my own.
Oh,
I
no.
like to play with my own boobs. But that's the biggest thing for me. She come by, they go on the boat.
Yeah.
Go to the wedding on the boat at the canal in the Venice. They come by and I look. Look at all the movie stars. Cindy Crawford. I like, hey, Cindy, look over here. I'm Fred Williams. Hey, look at that. Fred Williams over here. You got the great boobs to show me? Come on. Cindy Crawford. We go. to New Orleans, I give you beads. You show me the boobs, huh?
And then you
That'd
can
be
play.
A good time. Oh, so much fun. I love boobs. All the parts, the under boob, the side boob, all the boob. The boob is so nice, such a beautiful thing. I only wish all the men were super fat because they have a boobs too.
It's funny you keep talking about seeing them on the boat and playing with the boobs, because you know what he was on.
I don't see no lots of boobs on a boat because they all wear dresses, you know,
sure.
the gown
sure.
For the evening show, the wedding. They come out to, they go to a rehearsal, a dinner, or lots of gowns, lots of cover up. I say, come on, how about a big party in the water? Why don't you go swimming without your boobs?
Oh, in the canal.
Take your tops off and go swimming. That's what I like to see. See the under boobs, the nipple, you know, the perky nipple.
Sure.
Oh, man, I love a boobs. Yes, I'm Fred Williams.
You are Fred Williams. And, you know, I thought we'd be talking more about Clooney, but in fact, you seem to be focused.
I don't care no about Clooney. Just a guy in a tuxedo,
you know,
get married, be a movie star. I don't care. The good part of the wedding is to see all the beautiful women that come by, you know, in the boats. And I go, hey, brought George Clooney wedding over here. Wave at me. How about you lift that dress up, huh? Come on. Come on now. Have a good big time. All right. Huh?
Did anybody flash you during the...
Nah.
No?
Nah. Not even... They keep us away, the press, you know. They keep us on the other side of the canal. And, you know, they say, you know, you got to behave yourself. You don't get on the boat. You let them have their privacy. I said, privacy? What the hell you talking about privacy? They get married in Venice. That's so stupid for privacy. We like rats over there. You know, that's why I don't think they call it the paparazzi, okay?
Right.
They don't call it the shit pepperoni, you know, they call it the paparazzi, okay? The photographers is at Italy. It's an Italiano thing. That's
right.
What it is.
Yeah.
We got spaghetti, we got the cannoli, and we got paparazzi. So you want a private wedding, you go to Russia, okay? Come on.
Well, you left out the fourth thing that's so great in Venice.
What's that?
Boob play.
Oh, boob play. Oh, I love it. I love it. The hotter, the better. You know, you go into the square where all the ladies are.
Boob
and they
square.
All be sitting in the square. There's a name for it. I don't have education. No? I don't remember. famous. It's a big, famous square. Rolfo, look it up. It's a big Venice, very famous square. It's Monday. It's a very, very famous square with pigeons. And I say, let's go down. I say to my buddies at the bar, I say, let's go down this square and see, feed the pigeons and see some side boob. Huh? Let's do that.
And
hey,
the friends,
that'd be a fun
they say,
time.
Fred Williams, that's a great idea.
Yeah, they say, Fred, come on. Come on. I say to my friends, Morency. I say to my friends, Mario. And he say, Fred, we go down there and go to feed the pigeon and see the side boob. I say, hey, maybe we'll be lucky. We see Amal Alamud and she married George Clooney and she got her great boobs. Great boobs.
Was it St. Mark's Square?
St. Mark's Square. I don't know. Anyway, so that's it. But thanks for all the research. I appreciate that. That's great.
St.
Okay.
Mark's Square, which is loosely translated to square of the breast.
Square of the breast, yes. I go to Areola Square. welcome to Venice. This is Fred Williams broadcasting live from Areola Square. Thank you very much.
Do you have any advice for the groom? I know we really should talk about Clooney. Do you have any advice for the newlywed George Clooney?
I do. This is serious, okay?
All right. Yes,
this is Fred
relax.
Williams live in Venice with my advice for George Clooney, okay?
Okay.
No waste of time. Go right for the nipple. Thank you.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And when I'm gone, I leave Tara to you.
I don't want Tara. Plantations don't mean anything when...
Do you mean to tell me, Katie Scarlett O'Hara, that Tara, that land doesn't mean anything to you? White land is the only thing in the world worth working for. Worth fighting for, worth dying for. Because it's the only thing that lasts.
Oh, Paul, you talk like an Irishman.
It's proud I am that I'm Irish. And don't you be forgetting, Missy, that you're half Irish too. And to anyone with a drop of Irish blood in them, why, the land they live on is like their mother. Oh, but there, now you're just a child. It'll come to you, this love of the land. There's no getting away from it if you're Irish.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
All right, I'm glad this is live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios because that was a private show for two people. Rob Spiewak and Cappy Pfeiffer, the only two people who will enjoy that clip from Gone with the Wind.
No, that was a request from my mother when we were in the theaters watching the movie yesterday, and he goes on and on about being Irish. She says, you really should play that for Mike.
You don't need even to be married and have a family. You just go see Gone with the Wind with your mother. I swear to God, you belong in a one-bedroom apartment in the city with posters, you know, of all the old movies. That's what you need.
You're
you
very close. I just don't like the city.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million, I'm sorry, check that, 25 and a half million listeners, downloads every day. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Congratulations, Mike, to the Hawkeyes.
Oh, that's right.
They had a big win over the weekend, 24-10 over the Purdue Boilermakers.
Yes,
and we want to say hey to number 18 at wide receiver from Rock Island, Illinois, Derek Willis. Attaboy.
Oh, the Rock Island line is a mighty good line. Anyway, that's good, and way to go, Hawks. So
yes,
the Hawks, I believe, after a little glitch, turning it around, and they are 4-1.
Absolutely.
That is pretty terrific, and that means time to start thinking
Bowl.
Anyway, so our show today is brought to you by, speaking of the bowl, how about the Derby? How about the Derby jackpot?
Woo!
The horses are at the track. The horses are at the track. Here's a fact, people. Horse racing is the only legal way to gamble online in the United States. Were you aware of that factoid?
This is very true. This is a true fact, true thing.
And Derby Jackpot, we welcome them as a brand new sponsor. DerbyJackpot.com. Got a nice chat with those guys last week, and that's the only way to do it and the easiest way to do it at DerbyJackpot.com. DerbyJackpot.com, the easiest way to bet on live horse races online and from your mobile phone. I would like to tell you that I spent my Friday evening at the ponies. I'm not skilled like some other people are, but I have fun doing it.
Yes,
and the
and
cool
that's
thing
what it's
about Derby Jackpot is a wonderful website at DerbyJackpot.com. It's legal, first of all, in 37 states, and it's totally safe. You bet on real horses, not animated, not man-made. This is they kick you right to a regular horse race after you place your bet. And all over the world, you get to do this. I was watching some races from Santa Anita, baby.
Beautiful track.
You bet on the real horse races, and it's real races from all over the place. The action is nonstop. You can bet as little as a dime or as much as 10 grand.
Which
How
did
about
you
a whale?
Bet? Which did you bet, Mike?
I was more towards the 10 grand side.
That's what I thought.
DerbyJackpot.com paid out over $5 million last year. One guy had a start bet of $1, and he won, are you ready for this? $11,405.
Wow.
It's all based on the odds. It's real racing. It's like being at the track.
Yeah.
Sign up is free, and you can get easy tutorials at DerbyJackpot.com. Go to DerbyJackpot.com and enter the promo code TMOS on the second page, and you'll get $20 free with your first deposit. Now remember, DerbyJackpot.com and enter the code TMOS on the second page to get your $20 with your first deposit and start betting today. It was a lot of fun. And what I like about it, because I'm a true American, is instant gratification. Just right away.
And the
you
website
right
is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is so much fun to poke around.
It's beautiful.
But I am not shocked that you spent most of your Friday there.
it was something where I... I know that earlier in the day we had experienced some races overseas, some of the British races.
Right.
And, where they run the wrong way, and I didn't care for that.
No.
Although you can, bet to your heart's content on that, but I like the fact that it was Santa Anita and...
to see them going counterclockwise.
Well, you can, they have different style bets that you can make there, and they have different ways of configuring it, but... I get oversimplified and sometimes just bet a horse to win. Mm-hmm. Like a horse with an Irish name, I would just bet to win. And a horse with, even with great odds, like be, you know, 3-2 odds, which would be great odds. And the horse would be, well, what a disappointment. 8 lengths behind.
Oh,
the
yeah.
last place horse.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Seamus,
that's me.
Seamus, oh, last place.
Yeah, that's right.
A horse with the Irish name.
Yes, that's right. Well, we'll talk about, you know, we like gaming on this show. You know that. We have a lot of sponsors that are involved in gaming, and it's a lot of fun. And we'll get to probably in this show an update on how our fantasy team did. And I know they sucked already. I'm looking at your face, Rofo. I know they sucked already, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll
anyway. Welcome to the show. We are live from Fort Myers, Florida and Washington, D.C., and also now his last day broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. Let's bring in L.A. man himself, Oscar Santana. Hello, Oscar.
Gentlemen, if I stayed one more week, I'd be dead.
So why don't you stay?
I could tell by the way you began the show, even off air today, that you might have had a little too much weekend.
Oh, no. It's you try to fit in everything you can do in this town in 4 days. That's a lot of work, but well worth it. I can't wait to regale you with the stories of what happened and what didn't.
Wow, can you regale us with the story of you getting a cough drop on the ride home? Because
you kind of sound like this.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
I didn't even go out last night. Jeez.
Well, last night. Okay, well, it sounds to me like maybe you're recovering from Saturday night. So Oscar was out there for the L.A. Podcast Festival, and... first of all, after attending the Podcast Fest activities, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the Podcast Festival?
I would, if you are into podcasts that are about comedians and feature comedians, then I'd give it a 10. If you're into podcasts overall from different genres, then it would be a solid 6, because all of them were great podcasts. I got a chance to see, I would say, live and in person, at least nine. So that's 9 live performances. But most of these, because they're in Los Angeles, are hosted and done by comedians. And it was well worth it. Don't get me wrong, but it's a different format than what we have, because we are a terrestrial show that became a podcast, and it's a different type of talk radio.
So the only thing I would be guarding against would be if they're all from comedians, do they all kind of run together a little bit where they're all, because I mean, comedians are kind of snarky and they're, you know, kind of sarcastic and they're all, we're snarky and sarcastic too, but I would just say if it's a comedian doing it, you know, and they haven't done radio, it would be kind of a different formatically where
some of them, different people have different takes on their shows. Some people are longer format, and they're talking about a specific topic, right? Mm-hmm. And then other guys are kind of doing what we do, but it's a different type of format. We talked about this openly before on the show. Like, even if this is like a really nerd-nicky podcast file conversation we're having, but I appreciate we're having. I think people will. The way that we do a show is built on years and years and years of formatics and how we know the audience follows along at home in their cars, right? Or if they're at work. So the way comics do podcasts, and some of them do them brilliantly, they're just like 10s. Like Mark Maron, you want to see him live. You would probably listen to his show. He's phenomenal. He's absolutely phenomenal.
When you see him in person, Oscar, is he even more miserable?
it's palpable, but it's fun also because, you know, I mean, I remember hearing Maron's first shows.
Yeah.
And just to see how far he's come. As far as the industry is concerned, I think that it's huge that you had so many attendees, people that really passionate. I talked to a lot of the listeners that were here just to kind of pick their brain and talk to them about our shows and what we're doing. And people came from Minnesota. They came from Utah. They drove up from Arizona. They came from New Jersey. People from around the country and some from around the world, because there's just pretty two big Australian podcasts that were out here. They flew in for this event. And if you want to be surrounded by people that really kind of are impassioned and are evangelists for this type of medium, then you definitely want to come here. It's good people, good people.
Is anybody like me getting the sense that we're getting a political answer? Because I'm really getting, you're saying this, but at the same time, when you are enthusiastic about something, when you really are like, you know, this was, you know, here are the things that Oscar would say. Oscar would say, we have to be at this thing.
Right. It's amazing.
We have to do this.
No, it's not for us. It's not for us.
It's not. Okay.
No, because they charge 40.
I'm glad you went then.
They charge $45 to get in, right?
Right.
And you can get, I want to say roughly, if you're doing 9 podcasts a day, you get almost 50 podcasts you can go to, right?
Okay.
Depending on the day, and what you're, if you get a weekend pass. What we do is completely different, and if we did this, we would never have our Ritos or live shows of the time. We would never have that because people would just come here, or they could pick and choose what they wanted to do. It'd water down what we do.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be as special, too. We like corner all of our people in one room and do it that way. That's the way we
did. Did anybody dazzle you, and did anybody truly disappoint you in the podcast you saw?
Mark Maron was a 10. It's what I thought. I had high hopes, and he was absolutely great.
Did he have a guest, or was he just sort of doing the fact that he was at the podcast?
No, that's a beautiful thing about it is like you'll have anybody walk up because they're all walking around you.
It would have been your dream for you, Rob,
because there's a ton of these.
Rob is the name. Rob Spielak.
Yeah, there's a ton. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah,
it would have been a lot of fun for you because you could go and you can approach these guys and take pictures with them.
Whether it's
Larry Miller, even Mark Maron. It's not like very. It's so anti Hollywood. It's weird.
So it's like a convention atmosphere and not like a showbiz atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Cool.
So people will join people's shows, go on, have fun. Aisha Tyler was there all weekend.
She's hot.
If you're into her podcast and just different comedians that you've seen on TV. Now, I don't do that thing of let's take a picture together simply because I might have to do business with them later and I don't want to compromise that.
Sure.
But if you're there and you want to take a picture with someone and you love them and you're into their show, it's full access. You could walk in the restroom with them, for God's sakes.
Oh, and I would. Need some help there, Mr. Maron?
So, Mike, was it worth coming out here? Absolutely, for different reasons. But as far as presenting at the show, it's just so comic filled as far as what we do. I don't think so.
And Mike, when you go into the bathroom, make sure you present. Kind of the rule. So
present.
If you're going to go out to present, you say, "Hey, Larry
Face
Miller.
Face down, ass up, Larry Miller." That's the way I want to do it. Now, Oscar, before the show, you mentioned that you had a celebrity meal. You sat down, you broke bread with a celebrity. So tell us about that.
I didn't. Okay, well, technically it wasn't breaking bread. It was more like eavesdropping and sitting next to them.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's even better, in my opinion. You know?
My sister said, let's go to lunch before the festival. And mind you, the festival's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the festival finished yesterday.
I think you should say it with more enthusiasm, Oscar. Let's hear festival.
Festival.
That's now you're talking. Now you're selling it.
I'd be lying. So... What else? I may be a podcast snob because, Mike, could you imagine going to 9 different shows and sitting in the audience and not being up there?
I don't even listen to the shows on my own network. How can I do that?
Frankly, I'm not even listening now.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Tuned out.
I would be curious just to see how the logistics are, but then after it sounds to me, I'm getting the picture of what you experienced. Once I saw that, formatically and creatively that, they weren't doing what we're doing, and there wasn't really anything new. I know what they do. They turn their microphones on and they talk. That's what these shows are, by and large. So I probably would. You're right. I would probably be out of my mind.
But you know what? I bet, Mike, if you were out there and you made the trip and you went into the festival, I bet you would watch 9 podcasts, but the first 3 minutes of 9 podcasts.
Yeah, I'd watch a little bit of everything.
You'd take a peek,
like, to work
and then
the
you'd move on. I think
it's like the CES when we were out there.
Exactly.
That was fun too. You know?
But at CES, you can like kind of walk out without anybody knowing you, ninja style.
Right.
But here, the rooms are smaller ballrooms. So if you get up.
So you have to go into individual rooms where they're doing these shows?
Oh, yeah. You're
not. Commit.
If you get up, I mean, I saw two guys get eviscerated. And I said, all right, I'm just going to sit here until this is over because I'm not going to go through that.
So the guys, like a stand-up show, walking out of a stand-up show, they got crap for leaving the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. That's too funny.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, well, that cements it. Not for me. Thank you very much.
Your scene, Daddy-O.
So tell us about, let's do this. Let's take an early break. We will come back.
Okay.
And then Oscar from Los Angeles will tell us all about the lunch that he experienced where he did some celebrity eavesdropping. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
On the current episode of the Tony Perkins Show, it's Tom Bergeron.
Featuring Gary Stein.
No, it's Tom Bergeron.
Featuring Gary Stein.
You're not important right now. Tom Bergeron, the host of Dancing with the Stars, is on this episode.
Without Tony Perkins.
Available at TonyPerkinsShow.com. My God.
It's Tony and Gary.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Another brand new sponsor today. We want to welcome Blinds.com.
Yes.
The holidays are here, people. Time to get your home ready for family and friends with beautiful and affordable blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com offers blinds, shades, shutters, like I'm getting,
yes,
draperies, and more from all the top names. Shopping on the website is fun, and Blinds.com even offers free samples. There's no guesswork. I talked to the good people at Blinds.com, told them what my plans were. They sent me in one night, overnight. It got here the next day. Had a conversation with my design consultant. They got here the samples the next day, and I went, I'll take that one. The website is terrific. It's a sure fit guarantee. It means there's no risk. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your blinds for free. And let me tell you another thing about Blinds.com. As far as installation goes, now mine are on the way, so I haven't done it yet. But I looked at the website, and you know me, when it comes to being handy, I am Johnny Idiotto, okay? I am not somebody who's really good at it, but I will tell you I have already gone through their instruction manual that is online. These are the easiest to understand instructions, and the simplicity of this, you cannot challenge this. It is absolutely simple. You go to the website, they show you how to do it, and that's why they give you the incredible deals they do, because installation is a snap. And if you don't want to bother with measuring or installation, no problems. Blinds.com can do that too. Save right now through October. Upgrade your home this holiday season with designer window treatments from top brands. And let me tell you, they do have all the top brands there. Free cordless upgrade for a sleek modern look. 20% off Norman brand products. That includes their child and pet safe designer shutters, plus free shipping on most orders to save you money for the holidays. And if you're not satisfied, Blinds.com offers 30-day money back guarantee. That is fantastic. Blinds.com. I love dealing with these people, and really, I know that I do a radio show and a podcast, but the fact is, this is the way they treat everybody and the way they treated me. You're going to love them, too. If you are in the market for blinds, check out Blinds.com, and we welcome them as a brand new sponsor. Welcome back to the show. When we checked in with Oscar in Los Angeles, we were getting the story of a lunch where you were eavesdropping. You went to a place that was frequented by some famous folks.
I heard it might have been. It's up in the Hollywood Hills, and my sister wanted to take me to lunch before I went to the festival.
Nice read on that, yes.
And I said, all right, I've got about 2 hours, so let's just take care of it now. And we go to lunch, and every time someone says, hey, there are celebrities here, I never see celebrities. It just doesn't happen, because why would they continue going there if people know they're there, right?
That's right, Mike. No one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
And we arrive, it looks like a nondescript kind of, not a strip mall, but an outdoor mall. And
what's the name of the place?
Do you think I know that? I have no idea.
No, Oscar, I asked you because I thought you didn't know. I thought maybe you'd know.
No,
it's the
Brown
Derby, Mike.
No.
It's Shea Blah Blah.
It's Shutters.
We go.
It's Scroat.
We decide to have sushi, right?
Scroat West.
Nosebu. So,
As we're walking up, and this place wasn't expensive. It was $40 for lunch for the two of us, and it wasn't. I thought it was gonna be so.
See, down
expensive.
Here where I live, down here in Cocoon Land,
when
you said $40 for two people, that's when I say, Jesus Christ, we're never coming back here again. I want the $8 lunch special. You know, it's just like, okay, what's the? Excuse me, waitress. I have a question for you. Is this $40? Is this for both of us? Or did you get that table for four over there? $10 a person. Anyway, sorry.
Well, I thought I ordered enough food. I thought the bill was going to be $100. Who knew?
Right.
But we sit down, and the lady says, would you like to sit outside? And my sister's like, okay, let's sit outside. Didn't see any celebrities. She takes us around a corner to sit down next to this, what I thought was a couple. And as soon as I turn the corner, my sister says, is that Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart, that's a good pull. Rod Stewart.
And I said, I said, yes, stop acting like a little girl. Because she just was giddy like it was Christmas morning.
Hard to spot him, too.
He was there with this, like, drop dead, beautiful, gorgeous, like, 10 of a woman. And
might be his daughter.
Could be.
We were sitting there, and they sit us, like, right next to him. Like, back to back. My back is to Rod Stewart. My sister is facing their table.
That is so cool, Oscar. That is a great celebrity pull right
that
there.
That is.
That's an A-list. That's been an A-lister for decades. Yeah. That's awesome.
And it's like you saw him before he died.
And I looked off the corner of my eye to the valet, which we didn't use. We just parked. And there is this, like, supercar Ferrari, a white with red leather interior, just parked there. And I said, that's got to be his, right? This absolutely has to be his.
I am Rod Stewart. This is my car.
Man, did you get a chance to hear any conversation?
Oh, the entire thing, because he was talking so loud.
Well, the years of those rock and roll shows, yeah. And you know, the headphones, and you know, his ears are blown out from the, you know, from playing with the live rock and roll bands, don't you know?
And the faces, Mike.
And Mike, you're absolutely right. He was with his daughter, one of his daughters.
Oh, cool.
And they are. I'm not going to get into detail, but they were talking about her future career plans, and she was calling him, like, daddy, that'd be so exciting, or what he was going to do and where they're going to spend Christmas with the entire family. Like, it was almost like I wanted to stop listening because I felt like I was in too personal a conversation. But I got to tell you, even listening to him tell his daughter or give her career advice,
right?
Talk about the current state of the music industry, and then talk about when he first got the performance bug when he was 10, and I'm sure this is in the behind the music somewhere, but he's telling his daughter this for the 10th time. She's actually caring and listening because she's older now. She's telling her how his brother took him to see this band, and as soon as he saw this band player play, he's like, I want to do that, when he was 10 years old, and that's when it happened. That's when he got the bug.
That is so cool. I mean, I can imagine did you say anything to your sister? It must have been riveting.
She kept on trying to start conversations. I kept on shushing her. I said, shh. Yeah. Eat in silence and talk later, lady.
I would too. I said, shut your mouth. This is the most fascinating lunch I've ever had.
You know, I'm doing the math in my head. He has been in the business. He's been like an A player for well over 40 years.
You know, people don't realize that the Faces, Rod Stewart and Faces, were big, big, big before so many other bands.
Oh, yeah.
I tell a story all the time about Dillon Stadium in Hartford, Connecticut, and this is a story I heard. I was not at the show, but there was a band that opened up for Rod Stewart, and they got booed off the stage. You know the name of that band?
Oh, you know what? You've told this, and I can't remember who it is.
The Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
The Eagles got booed off the stage. That's how long Rod Stewart's been doing it. It's incredible. I would have been out of my mind. And it's so cool that he's talking to his daughter and giving her career advice. And then they're talking about their plans. Did you lean over and go, I'd love to join you at Christmas time?
No. But it was a good hour and a half lunch. It was pretty wild, man.
Did he leave before you, or did you leave before him?
We finished up because I had to get to the festival.
Festival!
And as we were done, they were wrapping up, and so he was good to go. His daughter went to Starbucks across the street to pick up a drink, whatever. So he's there all alone, and my sister says, I'm going to get a picture. I said, no, you're not. Let's just go. Time to go. I'm already going to be late. This was fun. I'll tell you all about it in the car.
Because I was I would be curious. I bet he could be short. What do you think his height is, Mike?
He is as tall. He's as tall as me.
Is he really?
Okay. Yeah. If not a little taller than me.
Well, and you
both. So he's short.
So, yeah. He's not. I thought he was going to be a smaller man. I thought he was going to be a smaller man.
But he and Oscar also share those tall hairstyles.
The hair was very tall.
And was was it spiky Rod Stewart hair?
It was just like you would expect. It was
do you know
perfect.
We used to have a guy at my bar that was a Rod Stewart lookalike. And he'd pop around town in Manassas. Oh, my God.
He was Manassas' leading Rod Stewart lookalike, wasn't he?
He was an old guy, and he had Rod Stewart hair, and everybody used to go, that's Rod Stewart. And it was not Rod Stewart. So we're in effing Manassas. It's not Rod Stewart. And when Rod Stewart, I think, did a show at Nissan, Jiffy Lube Live,
yeah,
and came out there, and it was like his greatest weekend ever.
Oh, I guess so. Because
everybody thought, oh, he's really here. He's really... No, it's the same douche that comes around and has the Rod Stewart hair, and everybody's an idiot, so they don't think. You know, people don't look. You see something like celebrity hair like that, people don't look beyond that. They're like, there he is.
But I'm
there he is.
As a Manassas native, I'm surprised that the illusion wasn't ruined when instead of saying, hello, it's nice to meet you, when he says, right. I want a beer.
Hey. How old
also,
are you?
Mike and Rob, I thought it was interesting where just you have a kid, but you know, a young lady,
right,
that has all the access in the world to everything. You think dollars, fame, connections, and she is just as nervous as any kid without those about succeeding in her chosen field. And then you have a guy like Rod Stewart, who can probably help make a lot of these things happen. He says to her, like, in a fatherly way, something along the lines is like, nothing is given to you. You have to work as hard as you can to make it happen, and you've got nothing to lose. Just go after it. And it's a conversation that, one, I don't know if I'll ever get to hear again from that kind of perspective, but parents are parents. Whether you're famous or not, you're still a parent, and you're still a kid.
When he talks about nothing to lose, my God, you know, he's talking about that inheritance. You know, I would assume that young lady's probably going to be rather well taken care of.
But you know what? That also speaks to the fact that he's probably a good parent, because if she has that sort of drive.
Well, a good parent, you know. I think Rod Stewart has spread his seed over many, many years.
Well, maybe
years.
He's got six kids.
Well, and this is his best success.
He's engaged, and it's Modern Family, I'm sure. And did he, you know, my question when I was hearing you describe that, Oscar, did he talk to her as though she was someone he did not see frequently?
No. The way that she talked to him wasn't like, hey, we should do this. It was more like... It would seem like a very intimate, like a close relationship. The way that she was talking to him, not like, when am I going to see you again type of thing. It was more like,
all right.
And these are the next steps for you and your career, and this is what I'm going to do to help you.
And I see, I mean, I know you weren't at the table, but you could hear sort of what was going on. Did you get the impression that Rod Stewart knew who she was?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think
that's
good.
It was too funny. But for him to talk.
That is so cool.
Yeah, for him to talk about being a kid and when his brother took him to see this band and he saw this guy, this performer, he said, that's what I want to do. I love it so much. And he was like doing the beat because he's like with his, like snapping his fingers and telling her what the beat was. And he like it was just it was
oh,
wild.
That is neat. That's
Let me ask
cool.
you this. And I know this is probably going to ruin the mood right now because this is such a nice, sensitive story that Oscar is telling.
Yeah.
Were you close enough to smell him?
Oh, no. No appreciable odor.
Oh, really? Sorry. No cologne or anything like
that? No, nothing like that. Nothing.
I had him pay for
Incidentally,
a lot of cologne.
I am laughing at the new fart sound myself because it's just like, would you like your gazpacho's ready, Mr. Stewart?
You know, Mike, you never asked me where our sound effects come from. I can tell you where that fart is from. It's from the It's from the Downtown Train box set. It's actually Rod Stewart.
It was absolutely fun. Yeah.
And
it was fun.
Is this place known for its celebrities or what?
My sister says she's only been here for about a month and a half now, right?
Right.
So she said that she hadn't seen any other celebrities, but someone told her that they do go there and eat. And she goes, this is the first time it's happened. Like, I've been here like four times, and this is the first time I've actually seen a celebrity. I said, all right.
You brought
that
luck.
Is so very, very
you done
cool.
brought her luck.
I like that. So. Well, that's a good story. And the rest of the weekend, did you get a chance to do the L.A. club hopping at all when you were out there?
Yeah, Saturday night was the night of nights. And
boy. Did any of your no-good friends come in from out of town?
Yeah. What was great is the L.A. Podcast Festival, ended on Saturday night, and I said, hey, look, I'm not going to be done this thing till 9 p.m., but if you want to come up from Arizona, my friend Michael Corleone, come on up. So he comes up, and I said, look, I can't get too hammered because I don't want to get back to my sister's. Like, I don't want to see the kids don't want the kids to see me hammered or anything like that or hungover. He goes, oh, I get it. He's super generous, Michael, right? So he gets me a hotel room at the hotel he's at so I don't have to go home and be hungover.
You're the only
hammered.
You've been out there so frequently that I guess you got the free pass of getting the hotel room. How did that go over with the sister that you were going to stay at a hotel in Los Angeles?
Awesome, because, Mike, the night before, I don't know if we have time for this. What happened?
We'll come back. We'll take a break. This is getting thicker now. All I heard is hotel room in L.A. What could possibly go wrong? We will take a break and come back with more Oscar live in Los Angeles on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic. It's back, the 6th annual Charity Hockey Classic, Saturday, October 25th at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia. The doors open at 11:30 a.m. Mark it on your calendar, the 25th of October. It's a great afternoon of hockey that benefits an important cause, the Children's National Healthcare System. Children's National improves the health of children all around the world, and they never turn away a patient, whether they can pay or not. You gotta love that.
Yep.
So come have a blast while making a difference. Hang with the Caps official mascot Slapshot, the Red Rockers, and members of the Mike O'Mara Show and the More Network, plus a few surprises.
Oh, I love a surprise.
A great afternoon, and kids are admitted free. All the details you need are at charityhockeyclassic.com. That's charityhockeyclassic.com. Remember that date again, October 25th. Doors open at 11:30. If you're a hockey fan and you want to support an amazing cause, this is for you.
Yeah.
The Charity Hockey Classic. We will see you there. We are talking with Oscar Santana, who is out in Los Angeles, and that was pretty cool as far as a celebrity sighting. And
good,
you would
one.
Think
A-lister.
that was enough for the whole weekend, but not Oscar, because Oscar is a jet setter. He likes the fast lane, and he still likes to live in the fast lane.
Yes.
And whenever I hear that name, I've followed Big Owen Dukes, and I have followed you. When you talk about that fellow Michael Corleone, it usually is indicative of the fact that trouble is at hand.
Monkey business, Mike. They're going to get into some shenanigans out there.
Yes, shenanigans.
So the hotel room situation wasn't a problem for the Saturday night because of what happened on Friday night. And on Friday afternoon, the podcast festival started. It was actually a blast. Got to meet a handful of listeners to the Mike O'Mara Show and Big Owen Dukes that were there to see other podcasts. It was a lot of fun. I was actually surprised at the volume of people that came and said hi. It was flattering. And as the evening wore on before and during and after the shows, it went until about, I would say, 11:30, 11 o'clock. There were drinks flowing. There was a happy hour before the shows. There was a happy hour after the fact.
It's a festival, after all. There should be drinks.
Already had a few meetings with some of these people set up right before the happy hour for Mangrates, because we're doing the holiday ad buys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I meet with them. We kick it off. We're probably going to advertise on a handful of these shows for the holidays, including our shows. And then they're like, hey, come on over, like, take shots with us or drink with us. And I'm like, yeah, why not? Like, the business aspect.
So this is when you have your buyer hat on. You're the buyer. Yeah, so you're being courted. Yeah. You're being wined and dined.
It's a nice place to be, yes.
And dined and roofied and ecstasied and everything else.
Oh, dear.
you wake up in your hotel room and your butt's bleeding. Very,
because
very
scary. I ended up the evening in an Uber, I imagine, or a cab, back to my sister's place, right?
I get back to the house. I get in a car and get back to the house. I'm in Bel Air.
I don't need a regular cab. I don't want a regular cab. I want to Uber it. I want to Uber.
Uber.
It's like you're there.
Little Luca, what are you still doing up?
I don't want any eggs. I don't want any. I'm gonna throw.
No, Luca. I need to have a moment. Take a moment, Luca.
So
I Ubered it.
The kids were sleeping. Right. So it's probably 11:45, and
what's in the refrigerator?
My sister had texted me and said, "Hey, we're going to bed. You have your key." So
the text read, Mike, hey, we're going to bed. You're no longer in the family.
No. They knew it was going to be a later night. So But I thought my I had a big win in my like being a good brother and brother-in-law column because I was coming home because there was invitations to go out and have like more beverages and go to clubs and parties and I said no.
So you were disciplining yourself on Friday night.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, so I said I'm gotta go home. Like my sister and my nephews and people thought like, oh, that's cool. Understand when you tell someone you have family, they understand, right?
Yep. When you're here, you're family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I
Olive
get,
Garden.
I get in, and this is what I remember. I get in, fully dressed, put my bag down, you know, in their foyer, and then at the distance, I see their little, the little dog they have. I don't even know what it's a Maltese or something like that. Who knows? And I go, and I'm like, oh, and the dog's name is Nino. So I'm like, oh,
hey,
Nino.
Buddy. It's not a Maltese, Oscar. Get the breed right. I even know your sister's breed of dog.
What is it?
It's a Bolivian ferret hound.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Long-haired, right?
Right. They used to hunt the ferrets in Bolivia.
It is long-haired. So I go and hug him, and I'm loving on him, and somehow I made it to the floor. And by the floor, I mean as the walkway from the bedrooms through the family room into the kitchen, there's a landing right there.
Yeah.
And on the landing is where Nino was.
Okay, I have a question. When you're loving on Nino, is it like when you go to Jimmy's and you have a good time and you start loving on Jimmy's goose?
Yeah,
do you
yeah,
become
that's
very
exactly
attached to sort of animal?
Yeah. Or when I hug
on
Mike.
So it's
kind of
like you're loving on that dog
away.
like Magda was loving on the dog in Something About Mary.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yuck.
Kind of like that. Right. So I'm laying there on the floor. Next thing you know, my sister is on top of me, and she's saying, hey, wake up. I had passed out on the landing between the family room and the kitchen.
Nice job.
There you go. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Fully dressed. Shoes on and everything.
Well, the dog wasn't under you, was it?
No. The dog outed me. Because I guess when I had fallen asleep. No. The dog had gone and woke up my sister. My sister thought the dog needed to go out, but the dog was just trying to out me for being a complete alcoholic.
What's that, Nino? What's that, Nino? Little Oscar's in the well. Yeah. Little Oscar's in the well. Oh, take me to him, boy. Take me to him. Oh, he's passed out on the landing in a necktie.
Nino, you're amazing.
Only you understand me, Maltese dog.
So you passed out in your sister's home, and thank God you were awakened prior to the whole family getting up the next
morning.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have been mortified.
Because you would have slept there all night, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I woke up and I was indignant towards her. I said, what do you want? Like, I thought she was waking me up in the bed in the middle of the night.
Oh,
for some reason.
No, you were that baked?
Wow.
Well, you know, it was a jet lagged, I would say. And I got in on Wednesday. So I said, the next day, she goes, you know, I couldn't fall asleep for the rest of it. I was so worried. I thought somebody had ecstasied you, she says.
Yes. Said, That's not really a verb, but I know what she means.
Somebody had ecstasied you?
Yes.
That's too funny. Did you have, let me ask this, is the great tradition of Oscar drinking. Did you have chunks of time that you may have not remembered from that that evening?
No. The only time I was missing is probably once the Uber was called and to the house.
It sounds to me, you know what it sounds like? And Mike, I've been there. And just a quick aside before I say, have you ever, Mike, woken up in bed still wearing a tie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So we've all been there. It sounds to me like Oscar might have called the Uber and then correct me if I'm wrong, Oscar, had a few quick ones for the road right before you got in the Uber.
There were a couple shots that were given to me as soon as I gotta go, guys.
And so what happened is it really hit you on the ride home.
Had you already made the plans with Michael Corleone prior to your Friday night?
Absolutely.
Set in stone.
So the difference between you and me, Oscar, even in my drinking days, that would have been it. I would have been set for the whole weekend.
You're not good on two consecutive nights.
I probably would not have attended the Pod Fest and done the
festival.
Things that you did. The festival, sorry about that. And I certainly, but you ramped it up and did it all over again on Saturday night.
Well, Mike, I was more embarrassed on Friday when I woke up having a family breakfast, and I was hoping that my sister didn't tell her husband, my brother-in-law, but he knew all about it.
Yeah, did the brother-in-law ask why there was drool on the landing?
So, yes, it was a rough morning, but the podcast festival started at noon.
Yeah.
So
festival.
So, Let me ask you this.
Now, would it be safe to say, because it sounds to me, I'm putting all this together right now.
Yeah, pieces.
That you have really worn out your welcome with them. If you're going to their house and you're passing out on their landing, that's uncool. That's not cool.
You have definitely been demoted from guest to just family.
And then going to a hotel room and then
But the hotel room plans weren't put in place until the day of. So I didn't know. I wasn't going to spend X amount of dollars for a hotel room at that hotel because I could just come home, right?
Right.
I was just going to manage my drinking.
How did the sister respond to you getting the hotel room?
So Michael calls me while breakfast. He's like, hey, I'm about to check in. I'm getting you a room so you can stay out and hang out. And I looked at my sister. I said, hey, Michael got me a room. What do you think? She said, please, stay out.
You're out of control. Did she say please?
Yes, please. She goes.
Yeah, go ahead, Oscar. Go ahead.
Or did she say, per favor?
Por favor, yeah. But I'll tell you this. My sister said she was thankful that for my entire stay, I never asked her to drive me anywhere. I always called an Uber or a cab.
Lower that bar, Tatiana. That's good. Yes, absolutely. You know, lower that bar to the you never once asked for a ride.
That's right. And Oscar, you never passed out or blacked out on any of the good furniture.
You turned our lovely, brand new, elite, exclusive home in Beverly Hills into a youth hostel, but you never once asked for a ride anywhere. So,
hey, traffic is murder out here, man. Yeah. A ride means time.
So between breakfast when your enabling friend Michael Corleone called you and said he's getting you a room and the departure, how much time did you spend on Saturday with the family? I'm talking about conscious time.
A jam-packed 3 hours. It was great.
Of nibbling on saltines.
3 hours.
I went swimming with the kids in the morning. I played with them.
It must have been tasty when you were drinking that pool water. So then it was off to the podcast, and then another epic night on Saturday night.
Yeah, the podcast festival wrapped up around 9 p.m. Well, for me at least, because I saw Marc Maron. So I got out of Marc Maron and then headed over to the hotel, and we went to the Sunset Trocadero. Then we went to Sky Bar,
your
the
Sunset Trocadero, your favorite
Roosevelt.
Place.
Oh, it's just out of control. Teddy's, too much fun.
Is it Teddy and Roosevelt? Are they related?
What's Teddy's?
Teddy's is an exclusive club within the Roosevelt Hotel.
Ah, you see Teddy Roosevelt.
Did you have any famous sightings out there in your L.A. night out?
Mike, if I could remember, I would tell you.
Oh, no. You know what? I think, did you at least get a chance to rest up a little bit on Sunday?
Well, the podcast festival is on Sunday as well. So I rallied. I got a vitamin. I got the emergency. Threw that into my system and said, clearly something's going to go wrong with my body in the next 48 hours.
That's right.
And ramped it up. Went to the podcast festival. Got out of the podcast festival because that thing actually went till 9, or the awards were the cocktail party was at 7. I said, no more cocktail for your friend. I'm going home and hanging out with my family like a good man does.
Mike,
so
if you hear
so
any
you did
of the
whole thing, so, on you Sunday. Did the whole thing on Sunday too. Wow.
Yeah. 3 days, man. God,
well, if you hear any of the podcasts that were recorded on Sunday, there is a high-frequency hum in the background, and do not be alarmed. That's just Oscar's heart rate. He's there, and it's...
Well, now the L.A. Podcast Festival is over. You're coming back to Washington, D.C., and you and
today.
Rob can put your eyes on the prize. We've got a little over a month to promote the CAT 2014.
Yeah.
And, I sent the email out. This is normally the time when I do it where, now we have to start directing our energies on getting this little baby sold out as soon as we can and get that taken care of. And so I sent the message out to everybody over the weekend. And other than that, I was just sort of lingering around and dealing with a lot of negativity online that I experienced this weekend. Well, just some threads that I read on the fan page that, concern me a little bit about the fact that...
Dan Town is gone. I saw that.
Oh,
Dan
man.
Town was enjoying his own negativity. I was enjoying mine. Oh. I got personally messaged by this guy that apparently you know, Oscar. You know this guy, is it Rob Snow White? That's really his name, and he's a fly fisherman.
I know the name
from
Facebook.
Rob. Yeah, I've met him. Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
This
guy
claims,
Mike.
This guy claims that I am using the verbal crutch, you know, too much during the podcast.
I get emails said, like that every week.
He said that he had spoken to you, Oscar, about it.
Yes.
But you and your wonderful judgment hadn't passed it along, as I wouldn't pass that type of thing along to you. And so I have this exchange with this guy, and I get this long personal message about it, and I basically write back, who the F is this? Oh. And because of the name, I said, are you legitimate? And he said, yes, I am.
I just saw him 2 weeks ago as I was walking into soccer, and he was there about to go fishing at this park we all go to.
Well, this douchebag sends me a personal message that says, I say, you know, too many times. He is apparently a fishing consultant on the Potomac River.
He knows a lot about poison control.
Why do you engage with these guys?
Because I love to get. If you personally message me and and you do so, you're gonna get. I get enough. The threads. Sometimes I'll involve myself. Sometimes I won't. But the personal messages. I go back and forth with this guy, and I said, you know, your message. I like to get constructive criticism, and I truly do. I said, but he put some personal stuff in there that was dickish, and I said it was quite dickish. And then he talked about, yes, I am legitimate. I left the corporate world to do this fly fishing thing. I said, well, that's probably why you don't have any people skills. And so it went back and forth. And then there was another thread online. The reason I engage, Oscar, is because I'm not out at the L.A. Podcast Festival. I'm down here in my own home suffering terribly with my family being gone, and I didn't have anything to do. So the thread was some other negative thread. I forgot what it was. But it was something that, I jumped in, and I did your strategy where I said, I agree wholeheartedly, and then somebody writes LOL and stuff like that, because they're all... But what I noticed is, and then we have this whole Dan Town meltdown, I noticed that the natives seem to be a little agitated. And I believe perhaps late September,
yes,
you know, the beginning is the same as February is in the winter. It just seems like there was a lot of a lot of snark out there. And so I kind of dipped my toe into it for a while, and it was interesting. So it was not necessarily pleasant, but the end result of this guy sent me the personal message. I ended up sending him a friend message because I just thought, you know, he responded.
You're killing him with kindness, Mike.
Well, I don't care. I mean, but I can call him a douche because he was a douche. Why did
Dan Town leave town?
Well, see, Dan Town, I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog in the Dan Town fight. Dan Town's issue is with our fan group, where he's dealing with this.
And
the
he's
fan
trolling.
Group,
he's trolling.
Let me explain to this. We have this fan group that was set up, the TMOS fan page, and we communicate on occasion, not regularly, but we communicate with the fan group through this page when something's going on.
Right.
I will just say this, like any. And we've had, since the old Don and Mike days, we've had organizations, groups that are online that are fan pages. They're called fan pages. But really, seriously, the only time that they heat up and the only time people get engaged is when there's negative crap on them because that's the way they are. I'm not blaming any. They're all like this. I don't care what the fan page is. It's not going to be a land of sweetness and light. It's really a chance for people that have similar interests to get on there and kind of do what we do on the show, which is bust balls. So I think that's what the whole Dan Town issue is this guy who's a P1 of the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess he gets a lot of crap from, I haven't read them all, but I mean, he gets a lot of crap from the people on the fan page.
I think he soured some of the people on the fan page when he started his own fan page. And it was something to the.
I thought he just did that.
No, he started, this was a Dan Town fan page. Not one
like,
for
like,
our
like
show.
To be fans of Dan Town?
Yeah, it was where you can always go Dan Town. Yeah.
He started hawking T-shirts.
And he tried to sell T-shirts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He wrote me kindly. He said, I'm going to sell Dan Town T-shirts. And I wrote back like a pretty decent response. He said, dude, don't do the T-shirt bit. Like, it's so much effing work. Like, and I was like, and to be honest with you, I don't know how many people are going to buy Dantown t-shirts.
Right.
But I was like, but if you want my my professional opinion, stay away from it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. But I thought he was just like an active member that really liked his name being said on air, Dantown.
And we are.
And that was it. But apparently with the bright lights of fame, they can burn you, Rob.
Yeah, they can. They certainly can. And I got a trolling message from him that I did not reply to. So let me tell you right now, because I know you're listening, Dan, I'm not going to reply to the message. I'm in the doghouse, dot, dot, dot. So, you know what? Have fun in the doghouse.
Okay. I don't know anything that's going on
me
with
neither.
That. But I let me just say that the fan page for the next month or so, this is my request. You don't have to do it, but I really, really appreciate it. Even if you're not going, just try to hawk that Reno show for us.
Yeah, come on.
that's really, use your powers for good. Use your powers for good. And as far as Rob Snow White, come down here to Florida and teach me how to fish.
That's right. A river runs through it.
That's right. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need. That sound can mean only one thing, friends. It's CAT 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. We are returning to the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. The whole gang is going to be there. Rob, Oscar, me, everybody. Get your tickets by calling the Circus Circus box office at 800-648-5010. That's 800-648-5010. All the information you need, my friends, is at our website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, for CAT 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. We'll see you there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I want to thank the people at Harry's.com for sending me and Rob and Oscar, and I hope you guys got yours, the brass monogrammed with our initials, Harry's razor, that is one of the most
beautiful
things I've ever gotten. I'm just kidding, Rob. I didn't get that. I'm just busting your balls.
Trying to make him jealous.
You're trying to get everything. No, he was so into the BS of it that he's going, yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh,
he
so
just
you,
lied.
You
he
didn't
just
get
lied.
One?
No,
because I did.
You can get monogrammed.
You can get a mine is stainless steel monogrammed. It's gorgeous.
You can't get a monogram.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You have a stainless steel monogram?
Yes.
Mike, I was just making that whole thing up.
You can get you can customize your Harry's razors with
your
initials.
He's lying. Look, he's looking at you. I can?
You can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On the website, you can.
I didn't know that.
They can do anything at Harry's.
They can do whatever they want.
Well, I don't need any of that. I just have the great razor that I haven't had to replace. And I think it's like got a lifespan of 40 years. It's
wouldn't
incredible.
You like an MSO on your razor?
Oh.
I really would. Yeah. I really would. But unfortunately, we have a middleman when it comes to my dealings with the good people at Harry's. Let me tell you about them. Harry's makes their own blades in their own German factory.
You mean Rob, your middleman, that takes everything?
I was trying to do something. It horribly backfired for this commercial. I was trying to play, and now I can't play anymore. Crafted by shaving experts, they're the greatest blades in the world. We've been talking about Harry's for a long time. You will save an incredible amount of money, $150 a year, just by using Harry's instead of other lousy blades. I now go into the drugstore, and I look at the different blades and the exorbitant prices they're charging for these, and I feel superior. Would you like to feel superior? Who doesn't want to feel superior, huh? Harry's has free shipping, too. What's not to like? Now introducing two brand-new products to improve your shave. They've got Harry's Foaming Shave Gel and Harry's Aftershave Moisturizer. Two brand-new products, two fantastic products. Go to Harry's.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS, that's HARRYS.com, and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer, and change the way you shave forever, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
George Clooney and Amal Alamuddin got married on Saturday night in Venice, Italy, in a weekend-long celebration attended by Matt Damon, Bono, John Krasinski. Now, when you go Matt Damon, then you go Bono, and then you throw in John Krasinski.
But
I know The Office was a popular...
But they made that football movie together.
Leatherheads. Yeah, Leatherheads.
So maybe they're buddies.
I don't think you put him on that level.
And no, but then he has his girlfriend Emily...
Blunt.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt, his wife.
I'm sorry. You invite him for her.
Cindy Crawford was there. Ellen Barkin was there. Bill Murray was there. Just an incredible scene and lots of fun. And kind of interesting that he did it in such a public area. You know, you got to see that. It was really fairy tale-ish. And, you know, I like Clooney. I like
you know, he handled it really well because no matter what happened, he was going to be hounded by the paparazzi. So he kind of just sort of jumped into the fire and gave them what they wanted. And I think it was an effective ploy.
It's a baby alert, guys. Baby alert.
Oh, for
baby,
you?
Baby, baby, baby time. Yes. Nicole, thank you. Snooki Polizzi. That's the way I love to call her. Every time I have to. They call her just Snooki. It doesn't work for me. Nicole,
no, Nicole.
Snooki Polizzi gave birth, Pusleazy, gave birth to a daughter early Friday morning. Her name is Giovanna Marie. Snooki and her fiance, Gianni Laval.
God.
Also have a 2-year-old son. Johnny! Johnny! Flush next time! Come on!
For Christ's sake, Johnny!
Jesus Christ, Johnny! You changed the baby. They also have a 2-year-old son named Lorenzo. So it's Snooki, Gianni, Giovanna, and Lorenzo.
A beautiful orange family.
Yes, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. On Saturday, Snooki tweeted, quote, "Motherhood is just not sexy. Sore nipples, wearing Depends, taking stool softeners, and chugging prune juice. Isn't that lovely?"
She was like that in the third season of Jersey Shore, though, and she wasn't pregnant.
Nasty. Yes. Well, they all did. That's the thing you didn't know about the Jersey Shore.
Right.
The situation, JWoww, Snooki, they were all addicted to stool softeners. speaking of stool softeners,
yes. Yes.
Bill and Hillary Clinton became grandparents on Friday evening. Chelsea Clinton gave birth to a baby girl whose name is Charlotte. This is the first child for her and her husband, Mark. Chelsea tweeted, quote, "Mark and I are full of love, awe, and gratitude as we celebrate the birth of our daughter, Charlotte Clinton Mezvinsky." She also added a photo of the baby. So a slight difference between the Snooki tweet and the Chelsea tweet.
But we're going to send both mothers a huge basket of stool softness.
Oh, that's wonderful stuff. So congratulations to the whole Clinton family. Jennifer Lopez and our old friend Leah Remini were rear-ended by a drunk driver in a pickup truck Saturday when they went out for lunch with their kids. They did not die. That is good news.
Good.
Leah was driving J-Lo's car on the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu when they were hit at a red light. The drunk a-hole took off, but they called 911 and he was caught. J-Lo posted a selfie of her and Leah in the car, along with the caption, quote, "Sitting in a light, riding high, right before some drunk fool rear-ended us in my new whip."
Wow.
Oscar, is that a hip word for a car, my new whip? Or
it was hip about 10 years ago.
Okay, anyway, thank you. Thank God everyone is okay. Then she went insane with hashtags including don't drink and drive, curse that fool out, and the Bronx came out. So anyway, that's it.
Why would you tweet after getting in a car accident? You have to be a mega narcissist. What about making sure everyone's okay? What the hell?
Well, I've lunched with Ms. Remini in Los Angeles, and I believe there were two narcissists in that car.
You didn't mention my favorite hashtag that she put on, which was hashtag King of Queens Never That Funny.
Oh, that's good stuff. Hundreds of people. You didn't even hear about this. This is the new media and the media of now. Hundreds of people attended a private memorial for Robin Williams on Saturday. That was at the Curran Theater in San Francisco. I didn't know this until this morning. Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg, and Robin's Jumanji co-star Bonnie Hunt gave speeches. A source says Crystal was in tears during his. Robin's three kids also spoke. Other celebrity guests included Danny DeVito, Rhea Perlman, George Lucas, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Jeff Bridges, Ben Stiller, Seth Green, Joel McHale, Josh Groban, Governor Jerry Brown, and U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
Stevie Wonder provided the music. That sounds like it must have been a
pretty amazing
service, and he deserved it. Finding someone to date online seems pretty easy for most people, and if you swipe enough photos to the right on Tinder, someone's going to swipe you back, but does that make it too easy? A new study out of Michigan State University found couples who meet online or through a dating app are more likely to break up than couples who meet the old-fashioned way. The theory here is that it's too easy to meet someone online. So people put less thought into whether they really have long-term potential with someone before they dive into a relationship. In a different study, about 1 in 3 people between 18 and 25 have had sex with someone they met through a dating app like Tinder. I was born at the wrong time. I grew up at the wrong time.
Yes, but Matt Bloom, born at the right time.
Yeah, baby. Matt, you got to start using these, Matt. You really got to start diving in and using these services. It'll be helpful.
It sounds like a good idea to me.
He's not going to do it. But it's not particularly good sex, it says. When people rated the sex they had with someone from Tinder versus sex with someone they met offline, the Tinder sex got lower scores in every category.
Well, yeah. Tinder
duration,
sex.
Excitement, comfort, and satisfaction. So
satisfaction,
right?
On Tinder.
Yes, yes. At the Tinder, voice to Tinder. 40-year-old Monica Milam of Nashville, Tennessee. This is a little something something for you. Recently dumped by her lesbian girlfriend, and she didn't take it that great. Monica went to a Walmart on Thursday and spotted her ex-girlfriend there, so she decided to get revenge. She shoplifted a $50 bat. She went out to the parking lot and started smashing up her ex's white Pontiac Grand Am. But there was one big problem.
Sweet whip.
It wasn't. It was sweet whip. It wasn't the. It wasn't the right Grand Am.
Oh, oh no. $50 bat.
It belonged to a guy named Calvin McLean.
I love the names.
He came outside and found a bunch of police surrounding his beat-up car. He's planning to press charges because Monica did about $600 worth of damage. Monica was arrested for theft of merchandise and vandalism at the Walmart. When asked for comment, the Walmart official said, "Bats are great." Especially if they're stolen bats. Bats are great. Yeah, we'll take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget the 2 B's. Then every Thursday, who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. Because if you don't, he might ignore it. And then it'll start to stink.
Thank you, Carla. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel.com. How did we do this week, Rofo?
Well, we went into two tournaments, and we finished in the money for one. And depending on Monday night's game, we might win another one.
Hey.
Really?
Yeah. We need a big game from Julian Edelman of the Patriots.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, well done. We're talking about FanDuel.com, everybody. Really, really fun. And I hope you're doing this because if you're a sports fan and you're a football fan, this makes it so much more fun. I never worry about the past because FanDuel.com is weekly. What happened last week doesn't matter. I can reset my team every week and play for real money at FanDuel.com. I aspire to be Chris Prince. That's what I would like to be.
Of course.
$656,000 at FanDuel.com. FanDuel has no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season. So get started today and win. Just click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use TMOS. The first 50 to use the code get their deposit matched up to $200. This offer ends soon. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, and sign up today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, September 29, 2014, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, does this name mean anything to you? Skip E. Lowe, middle initial E, Skip E. Lowe?
No.
Does this voice mean anything to you?
And what excitement we have today.
It's Jiminy Glick.
I found out in the obituary that this low-budget talk show host from Los Angeles, Skip E. Lowe, is who Jiminy Glick was based on. And he did his show for over 36 years on public access television, the same okay. kind of networks that would show like school board meetings. And also he was featured in an article once by what's his name? Harry Shearer. The article was called Ineptness Has Its Virtues. He was legendarily ill prepared. And but his voice is what I think I liked. And I found a clip of him talking.
Oh, you found the real guy.
Yeah. I want you to hear the real voice. This is him with Milton Berle. And you know what? It's not that much of a jump. He's not real fat, but he's got the voice.
And now, here's your man of the half hour, Skippy Lowe.
Milton Berle, 78 years in show business.
Yep.
Come on. Can't believe 78 years. You are the longest, I'm telling you. The longest.
No, not the longest.
No, no. You aren't?
No. Well, I started when I was 5 years old.
Right.
I don't know if you'd believe, you believe anything, won't you?
I know I won't believe anything, but I do believe that you started with Charlie Chaplin.
No,
like
before that.
Oh, my God,
I
right?
I was a boy model.
You're kidding.
So, I was 5 years old.
Milton Berle, born in Upper Manhattan. Tell me about being born in Upper Manhattan. Your mother got you in the business, or what happened?
Well, I'll tell you.
Was she a stage mother?
Repeat that, please.
Was your mother a stage mother?
She made... Gypsy Rose Lee looked like Mary Poppins. That's what she did. Uh-huh.
When asked for comment, Jiminy Glick said,
"If it's human waste, save some for me."
That is, I just love,
isn't it?
I love Martin Short so much more now that that was based on a real guy. Everybody always said it was Merv Griffin.
That's what I always thought it was all.
That's
Merv.
What I thought. Oh my God, it's a real, real guy.
Skip
Rob,
you want more?
Skip, I would love to find more of that guy. Is there anywhere we can
yeah,
we find him?
He's
on YouTube?
He's on YouTube. I would book him for the show, but he's dead.
okay,
Sarah Palin. Well, you know, we'll have some more tape coming up. Sarah Palin makes it easy sometimes, Mike. This is from a speech she made over the weekend. See if you can spot the geographical error.
Those truly prejudiced folks, just remember this, that they scream racism our way just to end debate. Well, don't retreat. You reload with truth. Which I know is an endangered species at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue anyway, truth.
1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. Which, as you know,
she's fun.
I don't know
she's
why
fun.
She's commenting on the Willard Hotel, because that's what's at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, my God.
But apparently they don't tell the truth at the Willard Hotel. Apparently no problem at the White House.
There you go.
What a dummy.
Little bit of a heartbreak for
Thank
me.
Thank you, Oscar. Good tip.
The season premiere, the 40th season premiere. Tell me that doesn't make you feel old. The 40th season premiere of Saturday Night Live this weekend. And a little bit of a heartbreak. I thought the reason they hired Daryl Hammond was so the open would sound like Don Pardo, and he didn't do Don Pardo, and in fact his voice is weak, and there's that legendary NBC audio mix.
They hired Daryl Hammond to be Daryl Hammond?
Listen to it, Mike. Tell me this doesn't break your heart. And again, that legendary NBC mix where you can't even hear him.
Taron Killam.
All right.
Now, you see, the thing is if he was doing his Don Pardo, which is a pretty good Don Pardo, he's a good hire. But if he's going to do a straight, there's a million announcers out there that should be there instead of him.
And no, but there are not really a million announcers that are up Lauren's butt. It's all about this one guy who's all-powerful, and it's just... I'm done. I'm officially done. As a matter of fact, we were talking about Saturday Night Live before. They took Cecily Strong off of Weekend Update.
Right.
And now we have two no names with guys that just do not have that kind of dynamic to host that show.
I made it three or four jokes into Weekend Update before I bailed on the episode. It was really, it was horrible. And usually the season premiere is good because they have about 4 months to write it. They've got all summer. And it looked really, really bad. We'll close with actually... the first joke from Weekend Update this week. The new anchor, he's a black guy that they have with Colin Jost. His name is Michael Che, and he screwed up his first joke. Sad.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekend Update. I'm Colin Jost.
I'm Michael Che, and here are tonight's top stories. After the U.S. launched airstrikes against ISIS forces this week, President Obama spoke at the U.N. urged Muslim countries to join in the fight. Obama is so desperate to get Muslim countries on board, he started using his middle name again.
Give me back Seth Meyers. Give me back Seth Meyers.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, the thing about that is a revolving door position. I mean,
right.
if they're not cutting the mustard, you know, they could actually move. I just said, you know, again. I just said it. Now I'm aware of my
Don't
verbal
second
crust.
Guess yourself. Don't.
I am.
No.
I'm
that
totally
damn
aware
fisherman.
Of my verbal crust.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust
Rob
the Gordon's
Snow White
fisherman.
Was absolutely right. I am absolutely stunned with that. I really hope that show continues to progress.
I do
truly
too.
Do. But I'm very, very disappointed at what Saturday Night has become. Saturday Night Live seems to be wallowing in this Lorne Michaels ass-kissing world, and I'd love to see it get better.
I would really love to see it be funny. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you very much. We got to get out of here. That concludes our broadcast day. Remember, everybody, tickets are on sale for CAT 2014. The Mike O'Mara Show Live. We return to the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Hotel and Casino in beautiful Reno, Nevada, Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Get your tickets by calling the Circus box office at 800-648-5010. That number again, 800-648-5010. Special room rates, they're still available. Get those tickets sold. Sell out that show, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time. Oscar's back from L.A. tomorrow. Have a safe trip back, Oscar.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.